Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
Working with foreign investors. With many of our students selling properties to and for foreign investors, it is so important for you also understand what legislative changes can affect those transactions. The college has previously written newsletters on the changes that affect foreign vendors. However, one of the legislative changes that took effect on the 1st of July 2017 is aimed at foreign investors. The 2016 New South Wales budget introduced a 4% surcharge purchaser duty on the purchase of residential real estate by foreign persons from the 21st of June 2016. As a result of the 2017 budget, for agreements entered into on or after the 1st of July 2017, the surcharge purchaser duty rate has increased from 4% to 8%. The surcharge is in addition to the duty payable on the purchase of residential property. Foreign persons will also no longer be entitled to the 12-month deferral for the payment of stamp duty for off-the-plan purchases of residential property. To understand who is included in the definition of a foreign person, we have taken the definition directly from the Office of State Revenue. A foreign person means A. an individual not ordinary resident in Australia, or B. a corporation in which an individual not ordinary resident in Australia, a foreign corporation or a foreign government holds a substantial interest, or C. a corporation in which two or more persons, each of whom is an individual not ordinary resident in Australia, a foreign corporation or a foreign government hold an aggregate substantial interest, or D. the trustee of a trust in which an individual not ordinary resident in Australia, a foreign corporation or a foreign government holds a substantial interest, or the trustee of a trust in which two or more persons, each of whom is an individual not ordinary resident in Australia, a foreign corporation or a foreign government hold the aggregate substantial interest. This definition does not include an Australian citizen, irrespective of where they reside. Again, with many other changes that affect stamp duties and surcharges, this is not something that an agent will be giving advice about. It is important that the purchaser discuss this information with their solicitor or conveyancer, but equally important that you, as the agent, understand the legislation that can affect your buyers and vendors. Always refer your client to their solicitor to assist them through this process.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.